This election season, we want to hear from you and what you care about. So we're asking public radio reporters from around the country to go out safely and to their neighborhoods to hear what matters to you most ahead of this historic election. We'll start with two hotly contested states, Florida and North Carolina, where both presidential candidates touched down this week, Biden yesterday and President Trump today, in an appeal to undecided voters. WUNC reporter Naomi Prelo went door-to-door in Greensboro, home of the 1960 Woolworth sit-ins, and talked with neighbors on Wood Creek Drive, a tree-lined street in the predominantly black Woodley neighborhood.
My name is Regina Bell. I am a black African-American woman. I work in security, worked in law enforcement for 19 years in the state of South Carolina.
Bell is planning to vote by mail. And while she's technically still undecided, she knows who she is not going to be voting for this year.
I haven't truly made up my mind. I know definitely that I'm not voting for Trump. So I know definitely that I'm not voting for him. You definitely got to have a spiritual view in order to be directed in the right way to who to vote for. If you go that way, take it to God and pray about it. And it may not be the number one person, but yet still it may be the person better than the other or the candidate.
Bell's neighbor, Audrey Carter, is a 35-year-old Uber driver. Carter doesn't agree with Bell's idea that one candidate is better than the other. She actually doesn't like any of them.
No, I'm not planning to vote because I feel like this country's going to hell in a handbasket. It doesn't matter who we vote for. It just won't be the same.
Bell says she's tired of the divisions in this country.
I think I would vote independent because I don't trust Biden or Trump. Because I have seen what Biden has said about black people in the 90s, and I've seen what Trump has done, and I just don't like either one of them.
John Parson lives just a little further down the street. The 58-year-old machinist says he'll be going to the polls in person this year, despite the pandemic, because he doesn't trust vote by mail. But he knows who he's voting for.
The vice president. From Obama. Biden. I always forget his name sometimes. Because he can't go wrong when nobody else has already been in there.
All three neighbors say they're tired of living with the daily restrictions of the pandemic. And they're also weary of the deep division splitting the country. Here's Regina Bell again.
It will always be racism. That will never end. But you have to get to the place where you know how to cope with it and know how to go around it and still be who you are and stand tall in what you are and what you believe.
The fight for racial justice is also a big issue for voters in Florida, like Kevin Murray, who's black.
I don't like what's going on in the United States right now with this Antifa and Black Lives Matter garbage that's going on. I hate that because what it's doing is separating us instead of uniting us.
WLRN reporter Amber Amortegui met Kevin and his wife, Janine Murray, while they were walking along the many shops and restaurants on Clematis Street, known by local college students for its vibrant nightlife in downtown West Palm Beach, Florida. A state that often plays a pivotal role in presidential elections. And once again, this year, the margins are razor thin. Amber chose this area because she says it demonstrates how polarized the state is, with a mix of rich and working class folks who have a variety of perspectives. Let's hear more from Kevin and Janine Murray.
I'm voting for somebody that is against killing babies. Yeah, I'm voting for Trump. If y'all want to know that, I'm voting for Trump.
Also, I'm also voting for Trump as a black female, and under his leadership, then we'll have God and everything, and again, abortions.
We're pro-police. Babies, pro-police, pro-Jesus.
Yes.
To the max.
For Logan Freetag, the race is about a different issue. He's an audio engineer, and he's been furloughed for much of the pandemic.
It's just hard to find work in my field right now. The entire production industry is kind of shut down until large groups are comfortable gathering again and it's safe again to have concerts and whatnot. So it's been really tough. Unemployment in Florida has been a mess to deal with. It's been kind of a disaster.
Freitag says he plans to vote by mail because it worked for him in the primaries.
I'm planning to vote for Joe Biden. It's a decision I don't make lightly. I was not a fan of his for a long time. I supported other people in the Democratic race, and I'm hardly a Democrat myself, but that's just who I think is the better alternative at this point and someone that can return us to a more normal state.
Those are voters from West Palm Beach, Florida, and Greensboro, North Carolina.